everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and on this special episode, we are going over our 2024 reads before we dive into, 2025.
Yeah. Especially because Amy started this spreadsheet tracker so that we could do this specifically.
I know, and we never got a chance to do it in December because I was still finishing up my reads, so then I could complete the tracker. And so it's only natural that we have to talk about it in a podcast episode. I worked so hard.
She worked so hard. So, to total it, she's read 41 books.
Last year, I read 60 books.
Ooh.
So I'm off by 20 books this year.
But that's okay. Because I remember at the beginning of this year, you said you're not going to actively try to, you're reading just to read, right?
So. Yeah.
I think that's a good amount of books.
Thanks, Haley. Yeah. You made myself feel good. This is definitely me without a lot of pressure to hit goals. But I did find myself at the end looking at it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm way off of 60.
Gotta keep reading. But I do remember, even if you go back and listen to our podcast of just being in reading slumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it happens.
That's true. And I was a lot busier this year compared to last year. 2024, I was busier than 2023. So, yeah, definitely was really fun. My experience, tracking it on an Excel spreadsheet rather than just logging my books into Goodreads. Because there was this TikTok that I saw where a book talker was saying, we had such great data from Spotify, why can't Goodreads give us more in-depth data than what they give us? I think they do give us average book that we rated.
Oh.
I think average rating, and then they gave us, what was the biggest book you read and then the shortest book you read?
Oh.
So that's solid. But then sometimes what I wanted to track for mine was within genres, what was my most read genre, what was my average reading time, and all of that. Or my most read author. I think I already know, but
is it Brandon?
I think it might have been Brandon Sanderson. Yeah. And Haley, you started a reading tracker as well, didn't you, Haley?
I did, and it is much less organized than Amy's is. So we're basically going off of Amy's because I think it has interesting data. So,
and we're all about that.
Yeah. So, okay. So, 41 books total for the year, and she gave an average rating of 3.87, which is below 4 stars.
Mm-hmm. I read a lot of 3-star books.
Yeah. Are you surprised by that?
No. But I do think I read... So, starting my reading journey in 2022, I would just read any books, and I wouldn't DNF them. So I would force myself to read it, and then I had a lot lower ratings. So actually, this average is pretty high compared to my 2022 and 2023 reads, because now I do DNF books that I don't want to read. And I try to read books that I'm in the mood to read. So even if I have a book, and I told myself it's on my TBR, and I don't feel like reading it, I won't read it anymore.
Okay.
I won't force myself to read it. So I think this is pretty high for, 3.86, 3.87 is, pretty high for me.
So you didn't include books that you DNF'd on here?
No. Which I should have. That's
I would have.
That's a good point. Something to note for 2025.
Because
add DNF'd books.
Yeah, how many do you think you didn't finish?
Maybe 7 to 10.
See, that puts you at 50.
If I force myself through them, right?
No, that they count. They count as books.
Thank you. They count.
They count because you started reading them. And especially because you should put how many pages you got through. That would count towards your page count as well. Because she read 18,366 pages, which feels like a lot. And I was looking at it, and yeah, you have Brandon Sanderson with 1,258, and then also And then also Brandon Sanderson with 1,001 pages.
So Brandon Sanderson is really saving the day here. I was
like, that's massive.
They were my biggest books.
Yeah. And then 638, 688. And everything else is below that. But you do have the Sword of Kaigan and 611, so.
Yeah. My fantasy books were the big boys.
Yeah, and that makes sense. 175. Mm-hmm. Brandon Sanderson.
What was my average?
Your average.
Page? Let's see. So we're working with some of the Excel formulas here. All right. My average book was about 448 pages.
Which seems...
It's the average, right?
Yeah.
You can read like a 400 book.
Well, I was like just looking at them and I guess, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Because you don't have that many that are like 200.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting.
So, an average reader.
I mean, 400 is on the higher scale, I do believe. And then you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 5-star reads. Would you like to go over them really
Yes,
quick?
I will go over my 5-star reads. So, in February, I read Emily Wilde's Map of the Otherlands. Solid book. I was really happy with this one because it is the sequel to Emily Wilde's Encyclopedia of Fairies. And you know how we feel about sequels. We're never sure if it's going to be as good as the first one. I would say this one was really good. If I had to compare the two, I would say the first one is still better. But this, if I read this book like by itself, I felt like it was still a 5-star book. Very good. Good job, Heather Fawcett. I can't wait to read the third one this year.
She did say she has a category for waiting for sequel / will read sequel, and she put yes. So
yes. And something to note that I realized after reviewing the sheet is that next year I want to break the waiting for sequel or a will read sequel into like if this book is part of a series or not, because I want to track like how many books did I read that were like a part of a series that I continued or like didn't continue. So also something to note for our next year's recap.
Yeah,
my next book 5-star read wasn't until a month later. I read I Hope This Doesn't Find You by Anne Liang, romance YA. Very good. I don't think I had another 5-star romance YA read since Better Than the Movies. So I felt like this one was a really good book, but I did not read another 5-star for like 2 months, and then I ended up reading 3 5-stars in a row, which was really great. So no book slump there. I just knocked right into it. With Brandon Sanderson's The Emperor's Soul. Excellent. And a quick read. It was only 175 pages. It was a novella and it was so good. And then write a soul book after another soul book, right after that, Half a Soul by Olivia Atwater, which is a romantasy. Howl's Moving Castle vibes. I loved it so much. So another romance in there that was like, check. Great 5-star read. And then right after that, I jumped into a big boy, which was 1,000 pages, The Way of Kings fantasy, Brandon Sanderson. So that was my 3 5-stars in a row heading into summer. It was like the end of May, right into summertime. I was feeling it and I loved it. After that, I apparently didn't read that much anymore because... My next 5-star read was in October, and then between June and October, I had only read 5 books.
Yeah. But that checks out because that's your busy.
That's true. I am busy during that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then my next fantasy read was a 5-star. So it was The Sword of Kaigan by ML Wang, which is so good. So any fantasy lovers out there, if you like Avatar The Last Airbender TV series, it's just that, but like so much darker, but it's very good. And then when I went on my Italy trip, I read a lot of books on the airplane, and I found 3 beautiful 5-star airplane books, which was One Dark Window, Reign and Ruin, and Daughter of No Worlds. And so, funny thing is, all three books are romantasy. Within the same realm, but on that plane, all 5 stars. I loved it. It was great. And that was like my last 5-star read. So Daughter of No Worlds by Carissa Broadbent was my last 5-star read of 2024. What a journey. 9 books. Is that what we said? 9 5-star books? So, yeah. How many 5-star books did you have this year?
Let's see.
Because we were talking about how some people say they have like, oh, they read like a lot of 5-star books in a year. Some people say, oh, I barely give 5 stars. So what is, I wonder, like the average of all the book readers out there? What's the average 5-star amount of books that you read per year?
So I have 5 on my list, but I know that there's like a couple missing, right, that are on the list. Yeah. We went over this last time. So, but 5 out of like 100, for example, is very low. Like 9 out of 40 is much better.
That's true.
You know, so I think I am a little bit
on the lower side.
Yeah. But I think, like, what are the odds that you're reading, like, right? Is it not that if you read less books, they are going to be more 5 stars because
you're reading less books?
Yeah. But again, I know I talk about my coworker sometimes who just, like, she has a lot of, she rates them highly. So I can't say that either because she reads a lot of books as well. So I can't defend myself. Yeah, I don't know. But I do think it's because of my strict criteria.
Oh, yes.
Is all, like, it's literally that I have to want to reread it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of a tough one. Because I haven't necessarily asked my coworker of, like, oh, would you reread all of these books? Like, I don't really know how often regular people use that in their guidelines of giving books 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Because, let's see, you should have a reread category.
Yeah, I should be taking notes on, like, what I said that I would do. Because then I'll just forget right after us talking on the podcast. I'm writing it now. A reread column. And I already forgot everything else I said.
That's okay. But now I'm looking at, because we have to review Don't Hex and Drive. And I'm looking at Amy's list. And since we haven't reviewed it yet, I don't know what she rated it. But
now
I see.
She knows.
And now I'm surprised because I thought you would have liked that one. But she only rated it 3.25 stars. That's wild.
Sometimes I do believe that the book that I read, I have to be in the mood to read it.
That's true. But I know I read that book this year as well. Oh, here it is.
What did you rate it? We didn't even... We were going to do a separate podcast episode on this. Did you rate it 5 stars?
I rated it 4.5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, 3, 4.
You know.
Like, you would have said 3, right?
Yeah.
And I would have said 4. So, we're not that far
off.
That's
true, that's true.
But I was like, I did like that one.
It was a solid read.
I do think that the spreadsheet makes me more critical about what I'm reading it. And so, because I kind of agree with what you said, that you, like, you look at the ratings of the other books. And I think I didn't really like that about the spreadsheet, because normally when I'm, like, rating it on Goodreads, right, like, you have the page pulled up. Yeah. And then you're just like, oh, what do I feel like? Mm-hmm. And then especially because it used to be, at least when you would hover over the star, it would tell you like, meh, liked it, loved it. Mm. And then I'd be like, oh yeah, that's what like the rating thing is. Right. And so that would remind me. Mm-hmm. And so I think without that, I was like more critical because like I've given a lot of books, apparently 4.5 stars.
Ooh, okay.
And I do think that contributes to the like, on Goodreads, you can't give 5 stars.
You can't.
So I would have had to choose 4 or 5. So maybe I would have had more 5-star books.
Ooh.
Because.
That's interesting.
Right? Like, because you have to choose one.
Right. You have to. You can't teeter-totter between.
Yeah.
The stars.
Yeah. So maybe it's something like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I felt myself being definitely more critical when I was putting my rating in, just because you get to see what you rated other books to. So then naturally you have to like compare. And if you have all this decimals that you can do on my spreadsheet, I even went 2 decimals over, which really meant that like I was looking at my other ratings. I'm like, it was there, but it wasn't really there, but it was kind of there.
Yeah, like when you compare it to other books that you've read, mm-hmm. it's going to make you more critical on it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So if we were to analyze what genres she's read, we have the biggest portion of the pie at 31.7% is romance, romantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And then 14.6 regular romance.
I meant like contemporary.
Oh, okay. And then... Surprise! Oh, okay. It's not in order. I was like, why is romance above fantasy? Okay. Romanticy, 31.7%, mm-hmm. and then fantasy at 26.8%. Mm-hmm. So very, very close.
Yeah, actually.
Because also now it's like, we didn't take into consideration the amount of pages per category.
Mm.
If that makes sense. Like, she probably has more pages in fantasy. So this is just on amount of books mm-hmm. read. That's
yeah.
It. And then romance, 14.6%.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And a bunch of other books. So I did dabble.
Mm-hmm. She has fiction and paranormal romance mm-hmm. at 7.3%.
Mm-hmm.
And then romance YA at 4.9%. And then mystery, sci-fi, and historical fantasy are all 2.4%.
Yeah, probably like one book.
Yeah, I was like, is that one?
Yeah.
Mystery.
Mm-hmm. The sci-fi was Project Hail Mary. So it was one.
Where's the history?
Oh, right there.
Babel. Interesting.
Yes, indeed, indeed. What about you? Were they mostly romance?
Yeah. Especially because I don't read as much fantasy as you mm-hmm. do. But I also don't... I don't have mine listed by genre.
Mm. I feel like if you just think about it, I think you dabbled in... like other genres as well this year, right?
Yeah, I did like thriller. Mm-hmm. That's true. Or was that last year?
When I say this year, I do mean 2024.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. But I'm trying to think, like, I don't think I have. I don't think that was 2024.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Let's clarify it for our audience out there.
Yeah, I don't think I have that on my list, actually. So. That must have been 2023. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I do have Thriller.
Ah, okay.
In February. Okay, yeah, because I was like, wait.
Yeah. You had to have read something.
So, like, on mine, I have, like, sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'll, like, put in a category.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to make sure that I knew which ones were sequels. Because normally, like, some of the books I read, right, that, like, you just go into the sequel immediately. Right. So that was my justification for giving it, like, a bad rating, you know, mm-hmm. is that a sequel?
Right.
If I had any questions about why.
Yeah, sequel. I like that. I'm going to do that, too.
Yeah, I think you should. Well, because, like, yeah. But, I mean, like, you could always do, like, a little space mm-hmm. right before the title, and that will indicate that it's a sequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did want to say that you know that my author that I read the most is Brandon Sanderson. Did you have repeat authors this year?
I mean, probably. Again, it is, like, because you're reading the sequel.
Mm, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing for me, too.
Oh, are those all sequels?
I think so, yes. Or they're interconnected, like the Avengers Marvel Universe. Something that I also wanted to do... was, I'm not really sure how I do this, but like the average time I took to read a book, does that even work?
So it looks like it took you an average of 5 days. Does that feel accurate? You have a lot of zeros here.
That means I read it in one day.
Yeah, on the plane.
Yeah. You get so much reading done on the plane. What?
40, I mean, that makes sense. Her biggest book, it took her 43 days to read it.
It's a long time.
It's like a month and a half. But the 1,000 page book she read in 6 days.
That's true.
So, I mean, to be fair, so that kind of explains why.
I didn't read that many books.
Yeah, because you're focused. So it was like during her busy time.
Yeah.
Dang. So then your next longest is 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
In.
Oh,
that was a rough.
That was
one.
A rough read. So sometimes rough reads, it takes a while to get into it.
Yeah, that's true. But let's see, 1 day, 4 days. I'm just interested because normally if you're reading 5-star books, mm-hmm. it feels like you read them faster.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess your 5 stars were also like long books.
So. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I know. Five days is pretty average,
right? Like a week.
Yeah, and just thinking about how 43, like if we get rid of 43.
Yeah.
I guess because it's an outlier. 4 days.
It takes out 1 day.
So.
Well, okay, how many weeks? 52 weeks in a year, right?
Yeah.
So basically I read like more than a book a week. I'm like trying to think. A book a week, but not really. By 10 weeks. So, you know what? What am I trying to say? Nothing.
Because really. I kind of get what you're saying. You're saying, like, if you read a book a week, that mm-hmm. would be 7 days.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of confused because if you read a book a week, you would have read 52.
That's true.
And that's more than what you have.
You know what? But think about it here. It took me 42 days to read Words of Radiance.
Yeah.
How many weeks is that? That takes away some of the weeks. Because I was focusing so much.
No, but what I... But now I'm kind of confused. Am I dumb right now? That your average is five days.
Mm-hmm. To read a book.
Yeah.
But I took lots of time off in between. I wonder if we could do, like, how many books I read per month. Like, if we just look, right? 3 books in January.
Well, shouldn't you be in... Are you looking at the finished?
Oh, yeah, you're right. 3 books in February, 6 books in March, 5 books in April, 4 books in May, 2 books in June, 1 book in July, 2 books in August, 0 books in September,
ooh.
2 books in October, ooh. 6 books in November,
ooh.
6 books in December.
Six,
mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's kind of like our... The number was like, I averaged 5. What was I doing? I don't know. I just tried to make sense.
Because on average, you should be reading 4 books a month.
Yeah.
But that's based off 7 days.
Yeah, exactly. I was inconsistent.
Well, yeah. I guess the September really...
Knocked me out.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So... Are you going to do this again?
Yeah, I thought it was really fun. For someone who likes organization and colors and tracking.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really, really nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I very much enjoy looking at it.
Yeah, and I recently added a buddy read column. This was after I finished everything.
Oh.
Where I realized that, I want to see how many of the books that I read did I read with someone else.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't do anything with it yet, but next year I will for sure do something with it.
It is interesting that, so like, is a criteria that you have to be reading it with that person? Because technically, I think more of these should say my name on it.
My criteria for in 2024 was I was reading at the same time as the person.
Oh. Like, I think we read Fake Mate at the same time.
Is it not on there?
No.
I missed it.
I'm like, you would think with our podcast.
It would be easy for me to figure out and backtrack.
Why do you have more with your boyfriend than with me? That's crazy.
I did note that this was like an after thing, so it's not 100% accurate.
But now I feel like it's competition, and I want to win.
We can win. No problems there. I'm more than happy to read lots of books with you.
Perfect. Even though I'm really sad because when I was looking at this, I'm like, yeah, the books I recommended, she gave them 3.
What?
Oh no, that's a day's 3.5 stars. That's so sad. And this is only 3.7. And it was above this one. Dang.
Amy. They were solid reads. But they weren't like...
How? You didn't like it? Anyways, we'll do a review of that one.
Maybe it's better Haley stops looking at my sheet. It's just making her sad at this point.
I genuinely feel like the more you read, the more we separate. And I'm like, that's fine. It creates some tension.
Oh my gosh. It makes for good discussions.
Yeah. Don't you think so?
Yeah, to see like different sides.
No, I'm saying that, don't you think? Oh. I mean, yes, I agree. But don't you think, like, yeah, when we first started reading together, we had similar...
That's true. But maybe it's the books that we choose. Like, we chose books in the beginning that were more, like, in line.
Oh, or maybe we just didn't know. So we chose books that were just average for us. Whereas, like, when I recommend something that I like, yeah, and you don't really like it. Or if you recommend something that you like and you I don't really like it. Yeah. Which I don't think really happens.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so that's our review of Amy's reading list.
Next year, we'll get more of Haley's reading list.
Yeah.
For sure.
Are you going to make a book reading goal?
Yes, I did.
What is it?
I think I lowered it to 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope they're all five stars. We'll see what this year brings us.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I had pre-inputted books that I'd like to read with Haley. And so I looked at the books that were coming out this year. And then some of them I felt like, oh, I think like we would like. Or the ones that we'd both have opinions on. And I want to know, like, I want to experience that with you. Like, these discussions.
I'm excited.
So I think it'll be fun.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Yeah, very exciting. Okay, song recommendation? Mm-hmm.
We're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, I know last time I recommended that musical, mm-hmm, and that is all I've been listening to.
I think because you recommended it, TikTok heard, and I started getting edits with the musical.
Did you watch them or did you scroll past them? You just scroll past them. That's fine.
It's okay.
They're my favorite thing. They're one of the things I missed about TikTok.
But we're back.
Yeah. We've got feelings. So I don't have anything to recommend. Because that's what I've been listening to nonstop.
Well, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
No.
All right. No favorites.
Because you're not going to listen to it anyways, so I don't care to say.
Your listeners are going to listen to it.
They have to listen to the whole thing and come up with their own favorites.
Well, they probably want to hear your favorite.
No.
No.
They'll tell me what their favorite is.
All right, make sure to comment for Haley.
Yeah, because my friend's not going to listen to it.
I'll listen to it. Now.
She's lying. And that's okay. Not everybody likes musicals. That's fine.
My song recommendation is Normal by Sasha Alex Sloan.
Oh. You do like her.
I do. I have been listening to a lot of her songs.
Have you listened to her stripped version?
No.
She has like three versions.
Oh, well, I listened to the one with the second one.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because that looks like a normal album cover.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't wait to listen to it.
All right.
See you next time.
Bye.